With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Big talk coming out of Tehran. Iran's supreme leader speaking out, claiming Iran achieved victory over Israel. Meanwhile, President Trump says the U.S. and Iran will hold talks, possibly starting next week. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Before leaving the NATO summit, the president said there are plans to restart dialogue between the U.S. and Iran following last weekend's military bombing of nuclear sites.
We're going to talk to them next week with Iran. We may sign an agreement. I don't know. To me, I don't think it's that necessary.
He said he doesn't care if there's an agreement or not because the U.S. destroyed Iran's nuclear program. Greg Clugston, Washington.
European Union leaders meeting in Brussels to address key global issues, including tougher sanctions on Russia and the Middle East conflicts. Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky will join via video conference as the EU debates further sanctions. The bulk of the House Democratic caucus voting down an effort to launch impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Joining a unified House GOP, here's Bernie Bennett.
Led by Congressman Al Green of Texas, dozens of Democrats, including New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, voted on Tuesday in favor of beginning an impeachment inquiry into Mr. Trump's strikes on three Iranian nuclear facilities over the weekend, a move which numerous Democrats, as well as Republican Thomas Massie, said was unconstitutional. But most of their caucus was against that response to the U.S. involvement in Israel's war against Iran. On Tuesday, the impeachment inquiry vote was defeated, with 128 Democrats joining all present House Republicans and voting it down. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Two people have been killed, 17 injured during torrential storms in France. Authorities say power in Paris out more than 100,000 homes. This is SRN News. A new abortion facility in Chicago will do late-term abortions.
The Hope Clinic has announced it will perform the grisly procedures, the only standalone facility in the entire Midwest to do so. Under Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker, Illinois is trying to become the most liberal state in the region on abortion and therefore a destination for women from pro-life states who want to end their pregnancies. Hope Clinic will be aborting unborn babies who are long past the point of being able to survive outside the womb. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A pastor says the hand of God prevented a mass shooting at his Detroit area church last week. An armed man was struck by a pickup truck and then fatally shot by security staff members before he could enter and attack more than 100 people in the church. Pastor Bobby Kelly says he had met the gunman in the past, although the man was not a member of the church. This is SRN News. An 18th century sunken boat discovered purely by chance.
A sunken 18th century boat has been discovered by chance near the majestic stone walls of Croatia's medieval city of Dubrovnik. Ivan Bukelic dove into the Adriatic Sea in Dubrovnik's old port back in April for work on a water pipeline, only to find a wooden structure buried in the seabed. A key trade port in the Adriatic Sea in medieval times, Dubrovnik has been declared a UNESCO protected heritage site. Keith Peters, Washington.
Trump administration suing Minnesota over its tuition policies for immigrant students living in the country illegally. Lawsuit filed by the Justice Department follows similar lawsuits it filed earlier against Kentucky and Texas. The latest suit challenges Minnesota's practice of offering in-state tuition rates and scholarships to the kids. More details at srnnews.com.